Bonjour, I am Flula Borg, and it is now boom time. Today, writer and comedian Alison Raskin. Do you know what time it is?
Flula time.
That is so close, excellent. Alison is the creator of Gossip, a new scripted comedic soap opera podcast. I ask Alison to help me make a soap opera podcast of my own. We need to make an episode of a show called Specific Hospital.
Is that where there are wigs on your couch?
Yes.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I can't believe that you guys cheated on me with him.
He's my husband.
He's my wife.
What?
With 100 million views and counting, Allison's YouTube channel, Just Between Us, is probably best known for having me on it, according to me. You guys have made many sketches that are very great.
Thank you.
Thank you, because I was inside one. It was called I'm Dating Flula. Was the joke because, oh, I'm dating this Flula, he is so weird, who would date this guy?
I was the butt of the joke. You rejected me in the video.
I did? Awkward. Actually, it wasn't awkward at all because, well, okay, now it's awkward. I just now made it awkward. It wasn't awkward before. It is all coming up on this episode of Boom Time. Greetings to you, ladies and dudes, and welcome to the answer to one of your prayers, Boom Time. Today on Boom Time, we are speaking with a wonderful human person, Alison Raskin. But before I conversate with Fräulein Raskin, I simply must speak with Alex Simmons, my favorite supporter of the Mighty Ducks movie franchise, and also the director of Boom Time. Hello, Alex, how are you?
I'm good. There's a lot to take in so far.
Yeah, I'm just tossing to you curvy balls. Have you seen the Mighty Ducks franchise?
It's been a long time.
All I know
what do
is,
you remember from it?
Yeah, one memory is there was a puck, and then the puck had some holes, and then the man used the pucky hole to make goals.
Right. Kind of the training montage that's required in every sports movie.
Yes, and then I think it was the same actors who then was in the movie where they're holding a big sandwich in the sky. Do you remember this? They're like walking around like, I like sandwiches, and they're all holding it.
There's an actress who's holding a large sandwich in the sky?
We're going to take care of this in footnotes.
Footnote? Well,
yeah, I smell a footnote.
Oof, that is a lot to take in.
It's a lots of carbs. Do you get it?
Yeah, because of the sandwich and
the bread. Yes, you got it. Okay, now, before we begin with this wonderful podcast, Alex, it is now time to play the world's most popular game, Mumble Deutschkin. I just invented this name. In this game, Alex will say some weird mumbles, and then I shall translate those into the most close German words. I am ready. Are you ready, Alex?
I'm ready, and you know, last week was kind of fun. We mixed it up. We did TV show titles that had been translated into German.
This was very fun. You're like, Prost Helmut.
Prost Helmut was cheers.
Cheers, comma, Helmut.
Yeah.
Very fun.
So in keeping with that idea,
yes,
because Alison is the creator of a soap opera podcast.
Oh, nice, yes.
Today we're doing soap operas that have been translated into German.
And we do say Seifenoper. Soap opera is direct translate, which is rare. Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for some soap opera titles that have been translated into German?
Oh, dump them into my eyes.
And the extra challenge, of course, is that I don't speak German.
Yes.
So I'm just sort of kind of just taking a leap of faith with some of these pronunciations.
Please do it, yes.
Okay, here we go. The first one is Reich und Schön.
Reich und schön, which means rich and pretty. And I will guess this is young and restless.
The bold and the beautiful.
Ah, so vague.
But kind of the same family of titles, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That was an easy one.
Okay, I liked it.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Zeit der Sehnsucht.
Oh, Zeit der Sehnsucht, which means time for the desires. So I don't know my soap opera so good.
There was never a soap opera called Time for Our Desires.
Then I would say
that was the subtext of all soap operas.
All soap operas we have just boiled to the core. Yes, it is the chicken soup core of these.
Days of Our Lives, just to get right to it.
Thank you, yeah. Thanks for no bush around the beating.
Zeit des Sehnsucht.
Sehnsucht, yeah.
Sehnsucht,
yeah.
That's a tough one.
Okay. Yes, that's tough. Z's and S's, tough. Yes, please.
If you thought that was tough, here we go. The next one is
Jung und leidenschaftlich, wie das Leben so spielt.
Also, this is not, is this a real title?
It's a real title, yeah.
Zeit der südischen, wie das Leben so spielt.
I'll let you read it. Can you read that from there?
Let us see. jung und leidenschaftlich, wie das Leben so spielt. Well, that would be young and restless. This is the young and the restless.
As the world turns.
Ach Gott.
What is so what I just said, what does that retranslate back
young,
into English?
Young and, how do you say, leidenschaftlich? Now I've lost my American word, English word for, and what is the word?
Oh, it's leidenschaftlich.
Oh, how the life, wie das Leben so spielt. How the life just plays is kind of what it says.
How the life just plays.
Plays, who knows, yeah. Okay, so what was that one?
That was As the World Turns.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Very excited.
I think I've seen a few minutes of soap operas, but it's been since I was a child that I've watched a minute or two. Have you ever seen a soap opera?
They are still happening, which I find very amazing.
Yeah, there's fewer of them now, I think.
I will say, if any soap opera directors and writers are listening to Boomtime, it is my dream to have a 10-episode arc on a soap opera, and then that's it. That's my dream.
James Franco did like 50 episodes.
Yeah, that's 40 more than I think I can do.
It was impressive in the level of commitment.
Yes, I'm in, by the way. So if anyone's listening.
40 episodes signed up.
Yes, General. Oh, yeah, any of those. Okay. Any of those. I love it.
I have one more.
Oh, please go.
Der Denver Clan.
Der Denver Clan. Also das muss, also it's not Dallas.
Similar, but you know, Denver that's Dallas, of course.
Yes, the Denver Clan.
Dynasty, just to go. There's no way you'll ever get
it. I would not know it. Dynasty, they were in Denver.
Apparently.
It's not. Doesn't feel like a soap opera location, Denver.
It doesn't, does it?
No, it feels like
Western.
The Nuggets are there. My brain is warm, Alex. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We are stopping this game immediately and beginning the wonderful conversation with actor, writer, comedian, producer, director, human homo sapien, Alison Raskin. Boomtime starts right ticky-tocky, 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 now!
Human homo sapien.
Human homo sapien. Is it a double? That's a double, what do you say? Redundant.
That's a double entendre.
Yeah.
Aren't we all human homo sapiens?
Not half the cast of Westworld.
That's true. I'm assuming we're taking all this out.
We are.
Are we?
Who knows? We'll keep it.
Das Denver Clan.
Boom time! Boom time! Boom!
Allison, do you know what time it is?
Flula time.
That is so close. Excellent. Yeah. It's a boom time.
Oh, shoot.
Yes. No bang. It's very close. Alison Raskin, thank you very much for joining me on this episode of Boom Time.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh, I should have known because it's the name of the podcast.
Nobody needs to know.
Okay.
You know, if you are on a show, you don't need to know the title. You just need to know addresses.
That's all I knew was just where to go.
Yeah, a dress and wardrobe. No, not even wardrobe.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. Dress appropriately.
You just dress perfect. You are covering the essential regions.
Okay.
Right?
I guess so. I feel like I have mixed feelings about, like, I feel like more people should be allowed to go topless.
Ladies also?
Like women too.
For real topless?
Yeah, why not? I don't know. I feel like we sexualize bodies too much.
That's true. So
that's my hot take.
If you were, as a hot take, if you were the mayor of a city, you would say,
I'd say topless for all.
Topless for all.
Yeah.
You wouldn't rhyme city with the T word?
Oh, it would definitely be called Titty City, but okay. Everyone would also be topless.
Oh, just making sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Alison Raskin, I want to say thank you for joining. In this podcast, we are going to start from the very early beginnings. So, Alison, where are you from?
I am from Scarsdale, New York, which is where Mark is from in the musical Rent.
Mark from Rent is from Scarsdale. So Scarsdale is real.
Yes, it's real.
Mark is not.
Mark is not real.
But what? Yeah, tell me about Scarsdale.
I don't love it. It's a very Jewish, wealthy area with a lot of what I call Japs, which is Jewish American princesses.
And princes.
And princes, yeah.
But mostly princesses.
Yes, I'd say so. More like finance guys and the Japs who marry them. And then I didn't really like it there, and so I actually went to private school and then boarding school starting in the fifth grade. So I like only went to their public school like first through fourth, where I was heavily bullied.
You were heavily bullied?
I was fairly bullied. I mean, not physically, so I guess it wasn't that bad.
Well, no, those are the worst.
Just
those are the wounds you cannot see. I have read books of this. Those are worse than the bumps on the head.
I mean, I guess it was. I don't know if it was bullied. I was very annoying, so I probably was asking for
it. So you earned the bullying.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure about this.
Maybe not all of the bullying.
Just, yeah.
I feel like one time I went to this, like, play date with these two girls, and, like, they got me to, like, confess stuff, and then it was just so that later they could tell people.
They gathered dirt of you.
I think so, yeah.
This was before you moved to the other school.
Yeah, this was, like, the first grade or something.
That is terrible. Okay.
No, I mean, it's fine. I've recovered.
Yeah, okay. So wait, then you were still in Scarsdale as you grew older.
Yes, and then I went to boarding school for junior and senior year of high school in Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. I've been there.
Yes. What did you think of it?
I liked I forget. I went to Storrs, which is where the Huskies play basketball. That's all. Where were you?
I was in Wallingford, Connecticut at Choate Rosemary Hall.
These are not real words. Wallingberries at Choate Rosemary?
Yeah, well, that sounds better than what it was. Wallingford was not a great town.
So it sounds like most of these places not exciting, but now you live in Los Angeles.
Well, it was cool. The only cool part about growing up was I was right outside New York City. So it was like 30 minutes outside the city. So we like went in a bunch and saw a lot of theater.
Is because you were in New York looking at musicals and enjoying them, is this why? What made you be a writer is a better way to ask it.
I think I just always wanted to do it. I'd always like been fascinated with it, and I loved TV and movies and play and musicals and plays growing up. But I thought like I had to be like a lawyer, you know, because of my town and what my dad did. And I also love to argue. And then I went to the summer program at Williams College, and I took like a writing class there. And my teacher there, I was like 15. She was like, you know what? You could just be a writer for a living. And I was like, for real? And she said, yeah, you could. And then from that moment on, I was like, that's what I'm going to do.
How old were you?
15.
And from this moment, you said, yep. Mm-hmm. When you started to write as a 1-5-year-old, what were you writing?
I think I've always written comedy. Like I think I wrote a lot of dark stuff or like satirical stuff, but it was always like with a comic bent.
And when you were writing these things, were you writing like haikus or were you writing like poems?
No, I never wrote poems.
You're not like, no,
I poems. Don't love poems.
Poems are difficult to read.
Yeah, I never got any joy from poetry, so I never felt the need to write it.
Fair. So was you writing like short stories or?
Yeah, I was mostly writing short stories. And then I took a class senior year of high school where I think I wrote a play. Looking back, I think it was a play at the time.
Do you remember the very first thing that you like official, like I wrote a thing? I don't know why I used the quotey birds, but.
In the eighth grade, I wrote a short story that like got submitted to something. And that was like pretty exciting.
What was it called?
I don't know. Something like how to be a girl. I don't know. Some weird thing.
I asked because as a child, I would write small stories, but only 2 pages.
Oh.
And then I would give it to a friend and he would write the next 2 pages. And we would go, 3 or 4 of us would go back and forth and write these very stupid stories, but only 2 pages each.
That's so cute.
Yeah, but
what a fun, creative way to play.
But with nobody, it was very unsuccessful. Like the stories, nobody.
Were they inappropriate stories?
No, they were with lasers and robots. It's very like 8 boys who are 8 that like magic.
I think that's cute.
Thanks.
I support it, and I would be happy if my son did that.
You have a son?
No, but if I ever, I hope I don't have a son, but if I ever have one.
So you hope you do not have a son, but if he exists, you hope he writes robot laser books.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, wait, so you moved to Los Angeles. Why did you do this?
I came out here for school. So I've been here since I was 18. I went to USC for screenwriting.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I've been here for far too long.
Why did you not stay? I mean, why did you? Why did you? Sorry, you're here.
You want me to leave?
No. Why did you stay?
Because I knew what I wanted to do was out here. And like all the connections I had from all my internships and just the world I'd built. And I'd started doing UCB when I was still in college. And yeah, as soon as I got into USC, I knew I would live here forever.
You just knew it.
Kind of, yeah. I was like, oh, I'll be here for a long time. Got here, and then also I started doing the YouTube channel with Gabby, and so we needed to be in the same place in order to keep doing that.
So to rewind, if people don't know, you are Allison Raskin, and then you have a friend, Gabby Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
But not Gabi, it's Gabby.
Yeah.
Okay, Gabby.
Do you know Gabby?
Well, in Germany, it's Gabby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we would say Gabriele or Gabby. So I have to, yeah.
Fancy.
It's so schmancy. Wait, did you, so you and Gabby have a YouTube channel. It
yes.
is called Just Between Us.
You've been on it.
I have been on it. This is for people that are not.
No, I know. I'm just letting your fans know that you've been on it.
I'm also proving to you that I do listen and remember interacting with you. So you know.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. And so you guys have made many videos,
yes.
many sketches that are very great.
Thank you.
Thank you, because I was inside one. It was called I'm Dating Flula. So I have to ask you, that was very fun to do this. And so was the joke because, oh, I'm dating this Flula. He is so weird. Who would date this?
Like, is this like you're just asked me to be here to confront me about that?
This has been, I've been waiting to speak to you about this for dozens of months.
I don't know. What was, I think the joke was that, what was it? It was that I didn't know you, I thought you liked me and then I liked you back, but you didn't like me.
But,
so I was the butt of the joke, right?
You butted. Oh, okay.
I think so because you rejected me in the video.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember massaging everyone's feet. Was that where we were?
I think the setup was that you and I were friends, and then Gabby observed us interacting and said, "Oh, that he likes you."
Yes.
And so then I was like, "Oh my God, I like him too." And so then I kind of changed the way I was behaving around you because now I was like in flirt mode, and then you found that repulsive and you left.
Because I am confusingly asexual.
Yes.
Got it.
I guess so. If that's what you did with your character.
I don't know. I was so deep inside the character that I don't know what happened.
I think I just had you on because I wanted to write for your voice.
Yes. Thank you
it's
for doing
fun,
this.
Very fun jokes.
I enjoyed to do it as well. I enjoyed to read your life. Okay. So you and Gabby have been teaming up for many things.
Yes.
So you have your YouTube channel. You also have written a book together.
Yes, we have.
I Hate Everyone. But so tell me about the book.
It's a YA novel. About two best friends who separate for the first semester in college, and it's all of their emails and texts between each other. And it's sort of like a friendship rom-com where it's like, will their friendship survive being apart?
Got it. So in this, would you say it's a novel?
It is a novel.
It is a novel.
It says it right on the cover.
Oh, it does say it right here. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I don't know really know the definition of like different subgroups of book.
Okay. Do you want... I could.
Yeah, tell me.
So... A novel is something that's fiction.
Okay.
And then a memoir is when someone's writing about their own life.
Maybe still fiction.
Well, they can get in trouble for that.
That's true. A million little pieces.
Exactly.
Yes.
But the difference between a biography and a memoir, an autobiography and a memoir is
Ooh.
A little interesting.
This is what I want to explore.
That I can see how that could be confusing.
Yeah, that is what then there's novella.
So that's just a shorter novel.
But anyway, sorry. Let's important things. Your book is a novel.
Yes, just a regular novel.
How long did it require for you guys to write this together?
We actually wrote it pretty quickly, probably in like 3 or 4 months.
And when you did it, would you like, okay, Gabby, you take pages 1, 3, 5, and 7. I'll do 2, 4, 6, and 8.
We should have done that because that seems really easy. But I typed the whole thing and then she was next to me.
So you guys were literally in next to each other.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We ate a lot of candy.
What was your candy? What was your writing candy?
We would go to Dylan's candy bar at the Grove and just get a whole selection.
And just go for it.
Yeah. And we just like kind of just like acted out and like listened to a lot of music. And we were on Tinder a bunch.
For the book or just for?
Just for fun.
Oh, for fun. Got it. really?
Yeah, we would like take breaks to just like go through Tinder. Because
I am terrified of Tinder.
Oh, it's like amusing. It's amusing. Mm. So it's also somewhat depressing, but it's
yes.
fun. Yeah.
That's what I feel most of the time.
Yeah.
When I'm into the phone. Yes.
Right.
So, okay. So you guys wrote this book together.
Mm-hmm.
What is the plan? Are there more sequels? Is this like a Sharknado where we will get 50 more of this?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. But I'll be at liberty to say in a couple months.
I don't understand. Great. So we don't know. We'll know later with the liberties of this. Will you read for us a selection from the book that you enjoy?
Oh, I can. Let me find something.
No pressure. Just don't fuck it up.
Okay, so this is fun. So this is my one character is more based off of me, and one's more based off of Gabby.
Yes.
And so this is my character writing an email to Gabby. Subject: formal inquiry. Quick question. Remember winter formal sophomore year when you told Chris R. to kiss me and then he did on our way home and I didn't realize that you could breathe through your mouth while kissing and I suffocated? Does that have to count as my first kiss? Because I would really prefer last night to count as my first kiss. I remembered to breathe and everything. Let me know your official opinion as the author of my future biography, Ava. Full circle.
Look, you dropped it.
Yeah.
This is when, if this was a microphone, you can throw it on the floor. But since it's a book, you can do it also. Was this from a real experience?
Actually, for my first kiss, yeah, I did not realize that you could breathe through your nose, and I did suffocate.
When did you lose consciousness?
Immediately.
You just fell down.
And it was true that it was like a setup. Like my friend told him that to kiss me. Like he didn't do it of his own free will.
So he was forced to make a
smooch.
I don't
know if he was forced, but like he didn't. It wasn't something he went out of his way to do.
That's fine. Sometimes, look, my father said like, hey, you should try to ride a bicycle. And so then I did it because he made
it. And he probably, I guess, maybe still liked it. I don't think he liked it. I think he's maybe gay now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I went on to a dance with a lady who is now, she plays for the other team.
Great.
You know how it is? I meant that not literally, like she's not like playing.
No,
it's fine. Okay, so to rewind, how did you and Gabby first encounter each other?
We met doing stand-up in LA. So I found her on a sidewalk.
On the sidewalk?
Yeah, waiting for an open mic, and I approached her.
What did you say? What was your pickup line?
Hi, are you here for the open mic? Pretty cool.
How did it go?
Well, yeah. Well, actually, I met her, and then like I wanted to be her friend, and then I ran into her at another open mic, and I was like, oh, I really want to be her friend, and then finally I think we became friends. But she thought we were dating.
She thought you were dating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
Was there smooching?
No. I didn't think we were dating.
She thought that even though no smooches had occurred, that dating was happening.
Well, because sometimes you're getting to know somebody and you're not immediately smooching. I don't know what you do, but there's a getting to know you period.
Sometimes I would think smooches are to establish, hey, this is a smooch.
So I think she was maybe strategizing a smooch and then decided instead to go with friendship.
Ah, yeah. And did you know she was a person who liked ladies?
I did, but I did not know she liked me until like months and months later.
This sounds like a parallel to our sketch on your YouTube channel.
Yes, exactly. I assume people don't like me unless I'm explicitly told.
You need direct orders.
Yes.
I like this. Yeah. Because why is that? Just because?
I mean, why is... I don't know. I guess growing up, people didn't really like me, so I felt it didn't. And then you just don't assume that.
Well, I know dudes are shy people too sometimes. And so they may... You are probably incorrect. I'm just saying this. I'm not trying to blow the smokes in any locations. I'm just saying that dudes do this all the time.
Yeah. I also... My other thing is I've never dated anyone who was a friend first. Like, I've always just either started dating somebody or became friends with somebody. So I've never had, like, oh, this whole time I liked you. You know what I mean? So I kind of go with whatever is, like, established at the beginning.
Yes.
And then keep going with that.
Like, if you go to the ski slope with skis, you don't switch to snowboard.
No,
the
no.
skis are there.
I haven't. I mean, who's to say what could happen in the future? But I have never done that.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never snowboarded.
You have not snowboarded?
No. Seriously, I have never. Oh. But I've skied many times.
You have skied?
Yeah.
I enjoy skiing very much.
Me too, but I haven't gone in so long.
Do you think you are adept at this?
I used to be okay.
Yeah.
I've gone down some, like, what is it?
Black diamonds.
Yeah, I've gone down a few black diamonds. Not well and very slowly, but I've done it.
Speed it's surviving. With those, it's just, are you alive?
Yeah, exactly.
Is your pulse going?
Right.
Then you have made it. Okay, what else do you write now that you can speak about?
So my big thing I have going on right now is a scripted podcast called Gossip that just started premiering in June, and it's a comedic soap opera.
Okay, great. So Allison, let us now listen to a short clip from your new scripted comedic soap opera, Gossip, right now, yeah?
Oh, wonderful.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Golden Acres. A slice of suburban heaven where no one mows their own lawn, children and parents share their Adderall prescriptions, and rumors spread faster than HPV.
Oh my God, wait. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this.
You haven't even heard what happened to Joanna.
Oh my God, did you hear?
Wait, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I think we're all probably talking about the same thing.
Oh, you cannot tell me this, but I want to know. It is a soap opera. Mm-hmm. How many people die?
I can't say.
How many people survive?
A bunch.
How many people are related?
Not that many.
Did you guys write all of the episodes of the podcast soap opera before you recorded those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there was like a month and a half where I was writing 11 episodes alone in my room.
Wait, so this is no BS.
No, it was a lot of work.
I have something for you, Alison Raskin. It is me thinking about your very great podcast, a soap opera.
Uh-huh.
We need to make an episode of a show called Specific Hospital.
Okay.
I'm going to provide us with some props.
Is that why there are wigs on your couch?
Yes.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Was it? What did you think was happening with wigs?
I thought you had like a fun time here. Like you were just up to stuff, you know?
Yeah, up to stuff.
Yeah.
Looking at them, it is terrifying.
Yeah, it's a little off-putting.
Here is the scenario. We are both doctors.
Uh-huh.
A man is being operated on right now. You are the lead of the doctors.
He was what?
He's sick.
Oh, okay. So the head doctor is sick and we're going to operate on our friend.
Yes. And I'm your nurse.
Oh, so you're not a doctor.
No. And then you you are my cousin. But also the doctor who is now sick, he is my husband and your wife.
What? Give me the stencil.
Right away, Tina.
Oh, do we have to put the wigs on?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Oh no, he is sick. What do we do, Tina?
It's fine. We'll just have a routine procedure and he'll be out of here in no time.
I can't believe that you guys cheated on me with him.
He's my husband.
He's my wife.
Who married him first? Don't you dare kill him on the operating room table. Come in.
Yes. Nurse Sugar.
There can't be a dog in the hospital.
Nurse Sugar, who has just achieved residency status. Yes. Oh, we should use the scalpel? Okay, Sugar.
Sugar just saved his life.
Sugar, what should we do next? We should make some lasagna? Oh, thank you, Sugar. Ba-ba, Specific Hospital. We'll be right back. Thank you for doing this episode of Specific Hospital.
No problem. I'm sorry I didn't provide more, but at least my dog saved the day.
As always.
I got really hung up on that wife-husband thing.
Me as well. Yeah.
And I didn't remember the name of any medical tools.
I know that you are Tina.
Oh, I was Tina?
You are Tina. And then there was a scalpel. Everyone always screams scalpel.
Is that what I asked for?
I don't remember.
I think I used the wrong word.
Oh.
That's fine.
Whatever, Sugar, save a day. Boom, 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 boom. Time! Writing to me is a very crazy, difficult task.
I hate it.
I watched a video of you speaking about writing.
And where? What was it?
It was Last Call with Carson Daly.
Oh,
someone was on a show.
Wow.
Yes. And you said that writers enjoy having written.
Yes.
I think is what you said.
Yeah, the saying is like, painters love painting, actors love acting, and writers love having written.
It is because it is so painful.
Yes, it's truly terrible.
When you're doing it, do you stop hating it in a moment, or is it always just large pains until you are finished with the sessions?
Sometimes, very rarely, I get in a flow, and then I'm like, ooh, this is great. But that's like something I'm chasing all the time. Like, it's not a thing that normally happens.
And when you are writing, do you have a schedule? Like, I wake up at 6 a.m. and then I'm going to spit out the words.
I used to. I've become much more relaxed. And it's not good.
Why not?
Well, like today, I should have been writing all day and I didn't.
Yeah, it is 112 Fahrenheit.
It's hard. I think I really burnt out a bit in the last few months. And so now, like, I'm slogging through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. When you are writing, do you have several projects or one thing?
Normally several.
And right now there are several.
Right now, I pretty much just have one.
So my question, I ask this because I'm a man who watches a thing and then is doing a thing. Mm-hmm. And then after 3 hours, I immediately need to like watch Lethal Weapon 3 or...
Oh, you can't write for the amount of time that people do other jobs.
It doesn't
like,
work.
Yeah, like if I write for 3 hours a day and I'm productive during those 3 hours, then that's like amazing.
Yes, I agree.
I'm more like page count than like time.
Oh, volume. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is your most favorite thing to write? Is it a book or a movie thing, or is it just whatever's feeling in my bones?
Yeah, like whatever I like writing something that I think is good. So whenever that happens.
Great. Yeah.
Which is, you know, rare. Books are really hard. Books are tricky.
Right. They must be. Oh, and so, but with, you wrote your book with Gabby, with a partner and a friend.
Yes.
Is this better or worse than going solo like Han?
I think it was good. You know, I traditionally like to write alone, but I've more and more been collaborating with people. And like with the podcast, I had a writer's room to help me break the outlines. And then I took the outlines to script. And so that was like very helpful because I'm not great with plot. So like having someone to like bounce plot off of, then that's great. And then I can like then actually sit down and like do the work.
So writing is like cooking like lasagna, but reading is like munching on the lasagna.
Oh, that's nice.
Right.
Why'd you pick lasagna?
I have an obsession with this food.
Okay.
Lasagna and chili to me are exciting foods.
Interesting.
Do
okay.
I eat them? No.
You don't eat them?
Do I like asking questions that I answer myself? Yes. I don't know why I like those so much. Do you enjoy lasagna or chili?
Yeah. I don't really eat meat, so I like a veggie lasagna and a veggie chili.
Hmm.
You look very disappointed.
I was a little bit. More sad about my taste buds not enjoying meaty chili.
I'm not stopping you from following
You're right.
your dreams. Yeah.
Thank you. So wait, to return to it. You like to write. Do you like to read things?
I'm a huge reader.
Stop it.
Okay. Stop reading.
No, please continue. So do you know Mamrie Hart, Mame Town?
Yeah.
I spoke with Mame Town and she likes to write. She does not read.
What?
She does not really enjoy reading things.
I read all the time.
What do
every
you,
day.
What do you read?
I read fiction.
Ah, books.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I read a lot of books.
What do you have? Do you have a genre that you're like? Give me some of that mysteries from planet Jupiter.
I do love. I love like the girl on the
dragon tattoo.
Like Gone Girl. I love the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, me too.
I've read the entire series, including the two books that were written by a different author.
What?
Yeah. So he was murdered.
Who was murdered?
So the writer of the dragon tattoo series was like died, but was clearly murdered.
What is this real?
Yeah, look into it. And I think. Someone finished up the third book, I'm pretty sure. And then this other, it's Swedish, right?
Swedish.
Yeah. So this other Swedish big time author has now like taken on the IP and has like continued the series. And so there's two other books starring Lisbeth Salinger that are written by a different guy. But it still like works.
It's working?
Yeah, I've read all of them.
So there are three with the normal man.
Yeah.
And two with the other man.
Yes. He might have helped finish the third one. I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly when the guy was murdered.
When the sentence started, I thought you were going to say he might have helped finish killing
the guy. No. I think someone. I think the government killed him. It's unclear.
Got it.
Someone definitely killed him.
This is... Okay.
Again, I should look this up before I say it on podcast.
Wait, so you enjoy things like the dragon tattoo
persons?
Yeah, I
love that. Yeah, and like the... I call it like the Gone Girl genre. I also really like...
I just heard, so the first one she wrote was what's called like Ruby Spiders Sharp.
Sharp Objects. I read that years ago.
Oh, look at you.
I love it. Love me, my Gillian Flynn. Is that her
adopter.
Name, right?
I don't know. Is it Gillian or Jillian?
Gillian, yeah. Gillian, I don't know. I've read all her books. But once she hit it big with Gone Girl, she kind of stopped writing books and has now moved to other things. So that's upsetting.
That is upsetting.
But it's really great because... Like, if your debut novel is a bestseller, like, all you can sell is that novel. But I think her third book was the big hit. So then, like, she gets all these sales on, like, the other two books she'd already written.
Man.
Which has to be awesome.
That's like if George Lucas wrote Episode 3 first. It doesn't make sense. So you enjoy reading books that are not comedies.
Yes. Yeah, but I like reading comedic novels as well.
Do you?
Like, I love... Nick Hornby. Nick Hornby is one of my favorite authors, and his stuff always has like a bit of a comedic edge.
So,
like, I laughed out loud many times reading that book.
Because it was funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was being tickled.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time. Okay, wait. So for me, I only read serious things.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
No, I don't understand. So for me, I always think, oh, this is funny. Now, it's for some reason, it doesn't compute for me. I don't know why.
What does serious things mean?
Nonfiction.
A lot of men read only nonfiction, I've noticed.
Is that true?
Yeah. Please don't at me about making gendered statements. That's just what I've personally observed.
Well, people would have to pull over the car, put it in park, launch Twitter, find you on Twitter at
Allison Raskin.
How many L's, how many S's?
Just two L's, one S.
That's right. And then they would have to talk smack to you. But first they should probably follow me.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then they can say whatever they like. Cool. Sweet, we did it. We've gained you 7 more followers.
I'll take it.
Yeah, okay, so you will read any of the things.
No, I really only like modern fiction. So yeah. I don't really read the classics, which is something I wish I enjoyed, but I don't.
Yeah, well, that's how do you force this? You
cannot, yeah, I can't, so I just like lean into what I like to read.
Yeah, toothpaste in the tube.
What?
I don't know. When you met Gabby, mm-hmm. your very good friend and in some ways creative partner for certain things.
Yes.
You met as doing some stand-up.
Yes.
Do you still do it?
I do still do stand-up. I don't do it all the time, but I host a monthly show in North Hollywood.
What?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Work Friends.
Oh, is it work like O-R-K?
No, that would have been more clever.
What is it, work like Rihanna? Work, 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 work.
Oh, yeah, no, it is work like O-R-K.
Oh, what did you think I said?
I don't know. I'm bad at spelling. I thought you meant it like the other fun way, but it's not the fun way.
Oh, it's the normal way.
It's the normal way.
Which is what I would prefer. Anyway.
Thank you.
Is it about jobs?
Well, I co-host it with my friend Rachel Scanlon, and we met working together at Full Scream.
Rachel Scanlon, who's, at Dottie Pepper, Poppy Dotties. Salty Taffy. She has a name on Twitter.
It's Rachel Safety?
Safety. Yes.
That wasn't anywhere near it.
I know. I have.
But we got there.
I have an issue called nominative aphasia, which is I don't know any proper names to anything. I know a face, and I know like if something is delicious, but I can't tell you the name of the delicious thing or the person's name who has the face.
Oh, you remembered lasagna.
It's not a proper name.
Oh, you're right.
It's just a description of a food type. But if you like, what kind of lasagna is your favorite? Which company? I could not tell you.
Interesting.
Yeah, Tommy's. I don't know.
I'd try that.
I would not. If I would. Boom time! Allison, do you have a nickname that people say? Or I always just say Allison.
Yeah, I go by Allison. Sometimes my alter ego is A-Raz.
A-Raz?
Yeah.
What does A-Raz do?
A-Raz kind of just like plays with fidget spinners. Yeah.
Like that's the hobby?
Yeah.
Yeah, A-Raz.
A-Raz.
Spinning like, those fidgets.
Right, exactly.
Excellent. Allison / A-Raz, I would like to ask you a series of questions.
Great.
Before this, I'm going to create a loop.
Gossip time.
So right now, the loop has been made. I'm going to now ask you a series of questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
You cannot hesitate. There is no thinking involved.
Great.
You
cannot. There's very little thinking involved in this for me at all.
Thinking is forbidden. Mm-hmm. So as you may know, as I ask these, you can think, oh, this sounds familiar. Perhaps this is from Bernard Pivot, the man who stole the things from James Lipton from the Backstage with Mama or whatever the show was called.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
A-Raz. Name a movie you did enjoy as a child.
Lion King.
Name a movie you did not enjoy as a child.
Sound of Music.
Really?
I hate The Sound of Music.
It's a movie, not just music.
No, I love The Sound of Music, but I hate the musical The Sound of Music.
Okay, why is it so terrible?
I think it's very boring.
Just boring.
And I don't like the music.
But you do enjoy The Sound of Music.
Generally.
But not the one.
Not in that way.
Got it.
Yeah.
So music you like, but the sound of music.
I don't like.
But you do like the sound
of some music, yeah.
Some music you like. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Name a song you secretly sing inside your shower.
Always by Bowling for Soup.
I must Google this. Always by Bowling for Soup?
Yeah.
This is not just a... this is real.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's like, I won't sing it.
Great. You won't?
No, I won't.
Okay, I'll sing it later.
Okay, great.
Cool. Name your favorite side dish.
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
Does that count as a side dish?
Sure, there are no rules.
Great.
Yeah, it's like Outback.
Okay.
Outback Steakhouse.
I bet they have it as a side dish there.
Absolute. Do you like it with the crumblies?
Oh, yeah. I like a crispy mac and cheese.
So baked.
Yes.
So no, like, Kraft in the pot.
No, I like that too.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's cheese. If you had to live the rest of your life as a soap opera character or archetype, which one would you like to be? Mine is the bored housewife who's just, like, trying to plot against all the neighbors.
Oh, interesting. I think I would be the person who came to solve a murder but has taken on a fake identity to get close to everyone.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Okay, excellent. That was good.
Thank you.
What is a job that you would like me to have?
Veterinarian.
You would like me to do this? Large animal or small animal?
Tiny animal.
Tiny animal.
Yeah.
I like this. So just like rodents, basically, yeah. Like salamanders.
And like little birds.
Tiny birds. Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Small birds, parakeets. Very important. Yeah. Or meh.
The first one.
Cool. Everyone says that. It's very good. Which quality do you most admire in the duckbill platypus?
That it's still around.
Like, as in, like, extinct
it's
or
not
like...
not extinct.
Oh, not like it's moved to, like, Raleigh.
No, that it's, yeah, that it's, like, that they still exist.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Ares, what is your favorite non-English word?
Oi.
Oi.
It's Yiddish.
What does it mean?
Like, oi. 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 Oh, no. Oh, no, I think is kind of what it means.
Oi means oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, oi, I've burned the house.
Yeah, or like, you're so, like, oi, stop with that. Oh, oh no, oi.
Oh,
you
no.
Don't know what oi is?
No.
Oh.
Well, I know what, like, I know what oh, no is, or like, ooh.
Yeah, like if something goes wrong or like someone tells you something bad and you go, oi.
Like, oh.
Like I text that a lot of time. I text my friends, oi, a lot.
Like if you are in trouble?
Like if they tell me something that's like not good that's happening to them, I'll go, oi.
Oi. How do you spell it? O-I?
O-Y.
Okay.
You've never heard of oi? You really hate Jews that much?
I love Jews. I love all the Jews.
The Germans are not allowed to learn just the most basic Yiddish terms.
We are not allowed to dislike anyone. We love everything. I've learned many Jewish terms. Just, I don't know, oi. Because I think of is it like reggae? Like, oi, oi, oi.
No, no.
Ooh.
Have you heard of o maron? That's like what Italians say. Instead of
o. Oh, maron.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen this, yes.
So it's similar to that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Got it, sorry. Oh, yeah. What is your most favorite species of dinosaur?
Pterodactyl.
Tell me why.
It's the only one I could think of.
What if I give you two more and you choose?
Oh, that'd be great.
I will give you Brachiosaurus, and I will give you Triceratops and Pterodactyl.
What's a Triceratops?
Oh, the best of the dinosaurs. He has a shield with three horns. One is here and two on the top, and he's like small and stout.
I want that one. I pick that one.
Triceratops?
Yeah.
You've chosen wisely.
Thank you.
What location in the world would you most like to eat desert?
Dessert?
What?
Greece, because I want to go to Greece.
You have not been to Greece?
No.
Have you seen the film?
Many, many times.
Have you seen the sequel?
Of course.
But you've not been to it?
No. I know, it's upsetting. I also obsessively watch this reality TV show called You're the One That I Want, where they cast the leads for Broadway's Grease revival.
Oh, because you're the one that I want.
Boop-dee-bop,
snoop-snoop, boy.
And I went, so I watched that show obsessively, and then I went and saw them on Broadway.
And?
It was incredible.
It was incredible.
Yeah, I loved it. I had a great time.
Allison, if you could tell me, pretend I've just woken up from a deep sleep for 500 years.
Oh, wow.
I must watch one movie, I must read one book, and I must watch one television show.
Oh, no.
No, you can change your mind in 10 seconds.
The television show I pick is The Office.
Oh, yes. British or
American.
American. Okay.
The television show I pick is The Office.
Yes.
The book I pick is...
I like that you are airporting me.
Yeah, it's just like, what do I pick? I would pick Middlesex.
Oh, Eugenides?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the movie would be Grease.
Perfect. Alison Raskin, you have successfully answered all of our questions.
Wonderful.
Do you have any questions for me?
What is your answer to that question?
Which one?
The last one.
Which was book, movie, TV show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know it, right?
Okay.
We assume you don't know these things, correct?
Me personally?
Yes.
Okay, that's rude, but sure.
No, but what I mean is, I don't know if you know it.
Okay.
So, movie Die Hard.
I've seen Die Hard.
Well, I know, but that's what I say. I'm not saying like...
I studied Die Hard in college three different times.
Three different...
As like the perfect action movie.
Oh, it's the best. Mm-hmm. It is my I have the movie poster right here.
Oh, yeah, you do. No, I love Die Hard.
Yeah,
it is. Can't get enough of it.
Okay, so this is what I was like, we should have been the question, a mummy wakes up and needs to see some dope stuff. What is the movie, book, and television show for the mummy?
I still pick Grease.
Really?
No.
Yeah, no. And book, I would tell you anything from Roald Dahl.
Oh, interesting.
How do you say his name?
Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
That's it. Thank you.
You didn't answer TV show.
Oh, but you know it. It's Game of Thrones.
Oh, I didn't know that for you specifically.
But you know the show is what
yes.
I'm... Yeah. It's Game of Thrones.
I wasn't asking so you could tell me things I'd never heard of. I was just asking for your choices.
Oh well, I thought you were annoyed. It's like, I know that. So I thought, I was supposed to tell you new things.
No.
Oh, I will give you a new thing.
What?
Have you seen Deutschland 83?
No. I should, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you like dreamy young dudes who in uniform.
How young?
Well, no.
Over 18.
Yes.
Oh, okay,
adult.
Great.
Adult. This isn't. Yeah. Adult. Phew. Men. Yes.
Great.
Watch it.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
We did it. Thank you. Oh, Alison Raskin, where may people find you? On Twitter?
On Twitter and Instagram, I'm just at Alison Raskin. And then you can find out more at gossippodcast.com.
What else? Books?
My book's called I Hate Everyone But You, and you can get that pretty much wherever.
And subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, Just Between Us.
Just Between Us. Yeah.
I forget about that one.
And Between Us is what between with with one T?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way it's spelled.
Normally.
Normal spell, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, sugar. Boom time! Delicious. What a great time with Alison Raskin. Oh, yes. Do you agree, world-famous stenographer and director of Boomtime, Alex Simmons?
Stenographer?
Yeah, a man that, makes pretty letters. Is that what this is?
Right, but neither am I a stenographer or world-famous at doing the thing I'm not.
You are correct. It's now time for...
Oh, you're just trying to move on. Just trying to plow through.
You won't
let me... Just
I thought it would be funny
unwrap this a little bit.
Just to end before the reaction is allowed to occur. We just immediately footnotes people.
Should we footnotes?
Let's do it.
Okay. Nouns,
nouns. Okay, Alex Simmons, are there any footnotes that you are having for this episode?
Footnotes.
Yes.
Okay, so my one and only footnote that
yeah.
I have, we were talking about Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
And you said something about, that's just like the actor who is holding a large sandwich in the sky.
Yes, yes.
Which, you know, I had a tiny brain aneurysm when you said that.
You did. I observed it occur, yes.
But I've recovered and I looked it up and you were talking about the 1995 comedy Heavyweights.
Yes.
Because on the poster,
yes.
There are four child actors holding a man in a sandwich up in the sky.
We will tweet this. I do not remember the man inside the sandwich. I only remember tall, just boys holding sandwich in the sky.
So, yeah, one of the actors, Aaron Schwartz, was in both movies.
This is how I know it. Yeah, wow. Okay.
But the movie also had a young Kenan Thompson in it.
Oh, yeah.
It had Ben Stiller.
Whoa. Yeah.
And it was co-written by Judd Apatow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think this would be his... He would say agree with us. It's the crowning achievement of his career.
Here's the log line on IMDb.
Please.
Plump kids are lured into joining a posh fat camp with the promise of quick weight loss and good times, only to find out that the facility is a woodland hellhole run by a psycho ex-fitness instructor.
These are very great words. Just when they've been started with plump kids. Plump kids. That I'm a little afraid.
I kind of want to watch this movie now.
Yeah, me too. We're going to live tweet watching heavyweights.
Should we?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
Perfect.
It's notes for your feet!
Wonderful. And now footnotes are finished. You know what time it is now. And yes, it's still boom time. You're listening to the podcast. It's time for some fan mail.
Mail from a fanatic.
Oh!
This mail message comes from T. Cole. T. Cole writes, "My teenage niece and nephew no longer want to spend time with me. We used to bake holiday cookies and shop for gifts, but now they just want me to give them money. How can I make them think I am cool?" Okay, T, we're keeping it very neutral. T. Cole, I think what you should do is, honestly, your kids sound like assholes. That's it.
Yeah, great.
Mail from a human or another species.
Can I just say, you've been very direct in the recent fan mails. Last week, someone asked if you would travel to Germany with them.
Yes.
And to be fair, not a very realistic question.
Well, that's why I said no, yes.
But you couldn't even read their full question before saying no.
Well, I realize there's customs. There's a lot. A ticket is very expensive.
Yeah.
There's a time shift. It's 9 hours
yeah.
from where I'm right now sitting. That's a long, it's a very long shift.
You just call on them like you see them.
I do that, yes.
Call on them like you see them.
Oh, say it again.
Call on them like you see them.
Call them as I see them. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Time! That is our episode. Danke again to Alison Raskin. Please check out her gossip podcast on Stitcher and follow her in all the places at Alison Raskin. 2 L's, 1 S. Just like Lullaby has no S. Just figure it out. Okay. That is it, guys. Take care now. The show is definitely over now. The podcast is completed. I guarantee it. This is not a false ending. And bye-bye.
That was a great podcast.
Boy, it's definitely finished the podcast. Yeah. Wow.
So done.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing more.
Nothing else.
Ha ha ha! Oh, you guys, you fell for it so hard, like a banana on the concrete. The podcast is not over because we are still talking. So please, if you are still listening, I know you are because you are hearing these words, tweet me at Flula and tell me what is your favorite Danny DeVito movie?
Mine's
no, shh.
Oh. I can't say what
okay,
mine is.
Go, yes, go.
Oh, does this ruin the whole thing?
I don't know.
Twins.
No, okay, very good answer.
What about you?
We have to end the podcast.
Oh, I thought we were just going to keep going.
No, we have to stop the podcast now. So this is where I have to hang up. So hang up, please.
I don't want
to
hang up.
Hang up, Alex.
But I really don't want to.
Alex, hang up.
I've got 110% of my battery on my phone.
It's not possible.
Well, that's how much I care.
Well, but I have to pee-pee.
Oh, you should have just said that about 15 minutes ago.
Well, I'm going now.
So okay.
See you. Bye.
I guess that's the end. Bye, everybody. Oh, Blula just... He didn't even make it.
Kein Anschluss unter dieser Nummer.
Time!